Coach, let's talk about the finish before we talk about the rest of the game. You finish on a 13-2 run over the last 3:33. They had obviously cut it to six. They had, you know, cut your lead down to six, and you were able to finish that way. What was the key to slamming the door?
Well, I thought defensively we were really locked in, and we were really helping each other and scrambling at a high level. And you don't want to have to scramble, but when you have to scramble, you have to be able to do that. And then I thought what was really, really crucial for us is, you know, we had stretches. We finally got into stretches where we finished at really, really high levels and kind of didn't give them as many arc shot looks. And that's hard to do. You know, you can space it in five kids can shoot it, so it's not necessarily easy to take that away. But I thought we had a stretch where we took those away and kind of made them into pull-up shooters, and then we finished the play, and we were able to get some rebounds and then go down on the other end. And you have to answer. You know, you also have to be able to score it, and I thought our efficiency in the fourth quarter was outstanding.
And you know what, Coach? You started strong, so strong. I mean, you were shooting about 60%. At halftime, you're up by almost 20. And then what changed? What changed for Nebraska that they were able to score?
Well, yeah, we've got to go back and research all of that. I don't remember exactly how that all went down at that point in time. But, you know, I thought we shot ourselves in the foot in the third quarter in terms of taking care of the ball. I think we had seven turnovers.
Yeah.
You know, and now all of a sudden you take opportunities away from scoring and you give them, you know, opportunities. And then we kind of got out of balance in a couple of situations. They got a couple decently clean looks, made those. They dumped it inside to Hargrove posting up. And so it was kind of a little bit of a perfect storm. And, you know, I think a lot of teams in that situation could have gone the other direction. You know, that's a spiral that can go in a tough way. And, you know, I thought at that stretch, Nebraska was aggressive. I thought they were flying to the offensive glass. We didn't take care of it. We turned it over a couple of times in transition, you know, and momentum had swung at that point in time, you know, and to our players' credit, we started the fourth quarter with a 10-point lead and built it to 17. So, you know, that's something that I think shows a great, great deal of battle, a great deal of heart, a great deal of toughness, a great deal of resilience and composure all in one.
And you had battle with a great play at the end. You had heart with a three-point play at the end. You had Mara with a shot that I didn't even know what to call it, Coach, flipping it over the head over Callen.
Yeah, that was pretty ugly at that point. I'm like, double pump that thing or something. She just shot it up there. Yeah. I was like, sometimes you get lucky.
I see a lot of workouts. I've never seen you guys work on
those.
Yeah,
we haven't ever put that one in yet.
But then how about Grace Grohalski getting not one but two loose balls for a huge left-hand layup?
Yes.
Like, my point is, it seemed like, especially the last five, they all had a hand in bringing this one home for you, which is, I think, the whole point.
Yeah, I thought that was so, so crucial. And, you know, we were in foul trouble in the first half, you know, and so maybe a part of what happened in the third quarter, too, is we're trying to guard without fouling, and you guard without fouling and you give something else up. So they didn't get to the free throw line in the second half, but they shot it from the arc, you know, so give and take. And you know, but at the same time, we had kids who stayed out of foul trouble. I think we only had one foul in the fourth quarter, but they weren't really attacking us in the same way. They were trying to, you know, get arc shots. So, you know, the game kind of flipped. But I think some of it also had to do with we were trying to stay out of foul trouble, too.
And speaking of fouls, you went to the free throw line and did pretty well. 18 of 21, 86%. Everybody hitting when they step to the line.
Well, it's crucial. You want to close out a game. And, you know, Nebraska was very, very physical with us. And and we got to the free throw line because of that. And when you get there, you've got to find ways to capitalize. And certainly our young ladies did that.
Lastly, you've got two home games left. Obviously, you have Wisconsin on Sunday. But this is for the sizzle reel, Coach. This is for the social media, the commercials. You got two games left at the Barn. They're both against really good teams. I know the crowd made a difference tonight. We certainly felt them in the fourth quarter. How important is it to finish strong here at home with great crowds against those great teams?
Well, I think this is a really special team. I think they're playing at a really high level. They're fun to watch. And the two teams that are coming in, that are coming here to play at the Barn, are both ranked opponents. So you're going to see some great basketball. It'd be a great time to get some tickets and get out and support these young ladies and see some great basketball and help us, you know, create a home court advantage that we know the Barn can be.
It's certainly was tonight. Go
It'll
ahead,
be great. Coach, and I'm looking forward to win number 20 at Wisconsin.
Well, that's going to be a great great battle for us. You know, when you play, and this is kind of our message before this game, you get everybody in the conference one time.
Yeah.
You know, and the one time we got Nebraska last year, they took it to us.
Yep.
You know, and so there isn't a next time. And that was our first game of the Big Ten season last year. This is our one time to play Nebraska. Now, that changes because you get to play one team two times, and that's obviously Wisconsin. And so, you know, you go on the road. It's they're going to be their game where they try to sell out their crowd because it's a rivalry game. It makes a lot of sense. You know, so we've got to be really, really sharp. You know, we're in a tough stretch with, you know, 15 straight Big Ten games with out a bye, you know, so I did tell our players this too. I think we are, as coaches, trying to be as smart as possible to keep our young ladies as fresh as possible, you know, but so then we don't get to practice as much. And so maybe we aren't quite as prepared, but we are for everything that they do. But even if we would practice two full days and a lot of defense, we still wouldn't be able to guard all the things that Nebraska runs anyway. So, you know, we opted for kind of staying as fresh as possible. And I certainly believe that that helped us down the stretch.
Certainly looked like it. I would agree with you there. Coach, congratulations. Another fun night at the barn. We will see you Sunday in Madison.
Sounds great. Thank you.